Hermione had just come in, wearing her dressing gown and carrying Crookshanks, who was looking very grumpy, with a string of tinsel tied round his neck. "Don't bring him in here," said Ron, hurriedly snatching Scabbers from the depths of his bed and stowing him in his pyjama pocket. But Hermione wasn't listening. She dropped Crookshanks onto Seamus's empty bed and stared open-mouthed at the firebolt.
"Oh, Harry, who sent you that?"
"No idea," said Harry. "There wasn't a card or anything with it." To his great surprise, Hermione did not appear either excited or intrigued by the news. On the contrary, her face fell, and she bit her lip.
"What's the matter with you?" said Ron.
"I don't know," said Hermione slowly. "But it's a bit odd, isn't it? I mean, this is supposed to be quite a good broom, isn't it?"
Ron sighed exasperatedly.
"It's the best broom there is, Hermione," he said.
"So it must have been really expensive."
"Probably cost more than all the Slytherin brooms put together," said Ron happily.
"Well, who'd send Harry something as expensive as that, and not even tell him they'd sent it?" said Hermione.
"Who cares?" said Ron impatiently. "Listen, Harry, can I have a go on it? Can I?"
"I don't think anyone should ride that broom just yet," said Hermione shrilly. Harry and Ron looked at her.
"What do you think Harry's going to do with it? Sweep the floor?" said Ron.
But before Hermione could answer, Crookshanks sprang from Seamus's bed, right at Ron's chest.
"Get him out of here!"
Ron bellowed as Crookshanks' claws ripped his pyjamas and Scabbers attempted a wild escape over his shoulder. Ron seized Scabbers by the tail and aimed a misjudged kick at Crookshanks that hit the trunk at the end of Harry's bed, knocking it over and causing Ron to hop up and down, howling with pain. Crookshanks' fur suddenly stood on end. A shrill, tinny whistling was filling the room. The pocket sneakerscope had become dislodged from Uncle Vernon's old socks and was whirling and gleaming on the floor.
"I forgot about that," Harry said, bending down and picking up the sneakerscope. "I never wear those socks if I can help it."
The sneakerscope whirled and whistled in his palm. Crookshanks was hissing and spitting at it.
"You'd better take that cat out of here, Hermione," said Ron furiously, sitting on Harry's bed, nursing his toe. "Can't you shut that thing up?" he added to Harry as Hermione strode out of the room.
Crookshanks' yellow eyes still fixed maliciously on Ron. Harry stuffed the sneakerscope back inside the socks and threw it back into his trunk. All that could be heard now were Ron's stifled moans of pain and rage. Scabbers was huddled in Ron's hands. It had been a while since Harry had seen him out of Ron's pocket, and he was unpleasantly surprised to see that Scabbers, once so fat, was now very skinny. Patches of fur seemed to have fallen out, too.
"He's not looking too good, is he?" Harry said.
"It's stress," said Ron. "He'd be fine if that big, stupid furball left him alone."
But Harry, remembering what the woman at the magical menagerie had said about rats living only 3 years, couldn't help feeling that unless Scabbers had powers he had never revealed, he was reaching the end of his life. And despite Ron's frequent complaints that Scabbers was both boring and useless, he was sure Ron would be very miserable if Scabbers died.